We will check oil prices today after the dramatic surge that started the week. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We have been covering the historic spike in oil prices after that attack on Saudi Arabia's oil production. The weekend attack took away an estimated 5% of global oil supplies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here with a Tuesday morning update. Nancy, I'm seeing crude prices in Europe and the U.S. down slightly today.
Yeah, Brent crude futures shot up to almost $72 a barrel yesterday, an increase of almost 20%. But by the end of the day, Brent had fallen back to about $67 a barrel. That's because traders realize there's a lot of oil in storage. The U.S. has its strategic petroleum reserve. President Trump has authorized a release of those reserves if necessary. And Saudi Arabia says it has enough reserves to keep up exports for the next month.
But most of that dramatic spike upward has stuck for now, $62 a barrel at the moment, but we don't put crude in our tanks.
Exactly. We put gas in our tanks, and we will definitely feel some pain at the pump, David. One analyst I spoke with expects us to pay 10 to 15 cents more a gallon over the next week. Other analysts are saying gas prices could rise 10 to 25 cents a gallon.
All right, so an extra $3.75 per fill-up with a 15-gallon tank. But what other prices could rise because of this?
Airline ticket prices, because airlines have a problem. They have to absorb the oil price hike, but they won't be able to raise ticket prices right away. They used to hedge on fuel, but they don't do that anymore.
ExxonMobil stock rose 1.5% yesterday. Chevron went up 2.2%. BP up 1.1%. Some stock indices, FTSE in London up 0.2%. Here, the Dow future is down 0.2%. The S&P future is down 0.1%. With the United Auto Workers on strike and picketing 14 General Motors manufacturing locations, there are early predictions about economic impacts. The Detroit News today cites economists saying Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana would feel the sharpest effects, with the chance that Michigan falls into recession if the strike goes longer than a week and a half. 50,000 workers for GM struck as the week began after contract negotiations broke down. It's the union's first national strike since a short walkout in 2007. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at what has changed since 2007 for GM workers and their employer.
A lot has changed economically in the past 12 years.
It was very much an economic disaster for 2007.
That's Arthur Wheaton with Cornell University. He says given the terrible economy, the UAW was willing to make concessions in 2007, like agreeing to a system where new workers get paid at lower scale and temporary workers receive different benefits. So now at GM, says Eric Loomis, a labor historian at the University of Rhode Island,
they are employing people next to each other, doing the same job, that are making different wages.
Since 2007, GM has shed tens of thousands of workers, filed for bankruptcy, and was bailed out by the U.S. government. Now GM is profitable, in part because it's shifted its focus to trucks and SUVs, says Gary Bertless, an economist with the Brookings Institution.
They're gradually getting out of the sedan business.
Today's labor dispute centers on healthcare benefits, wages, and closing that pay gap for new and temporary hires. The union also wants GM to reopen recently shuttered factories. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
You count on Marketplace to help you understand how the economy works and the ways it affects our lives. As a nonprofit news organization, we count on listeners like you to support this kind of journalism and to invest in your own lifelong education. Now, any donation helps, and if you give today, you'll help unlock a $50,000 challenge from the Candida Fund. Become a Marketplace investor at marketplace.org, and thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With the guardians of interest rates starting a two-day meeting today, the key interest rate with the Federal Reserve manipulates is a very short-term one, the Fed funds rate. It's at 2.25% this morning. But how low could it go? Well, President Trump last week called for zero or to go negative to add radical stimulus. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explores that scenario.
A rate cut to zero would be a really big deal, says Ann Owen, an economist at Hamilton College, but not necessarily in ways that would improve the economy.
The first thing that might be going through people's heads is whether or not the Fed has actually lost its independence and that it's now taking direction from the president of the United States about what to do with monetary policy.
She says that would really rattle investors and create lots of uncertainty. And because the Fed only makes big cuts like this when the economy is in trouble, it could also make investors think the economy is in worse shape than they thought.
And that would lead to a lot of volatility and probably, ironically, cause an economic downturn.
Not what anyone wants. Typically, when the Fed cuts interest rates, people and firms do go out and borrow more, which means they spend more, which juices economic growth. But that might not happen this time, says Scott Clemens, chief investment strategist at Brown Brothers Harriman, because interest rates are already quite low and have been for a while.
Adding more stimulus to the system after 10 or 12 years of it won't do a whole lot of additional good for the economy.
He says corporations are flush with cash, and the cost of financing isn't holding them back from borrowing.
The analogy that economists use is the concept of pushing on a string. So if you push on a string, nothing happens to the other end of the string.
Clemens says the interest rates the Fed controls wouldn't substantially impact the rates consumers pay on their credit cards, but it would hit savings rates. Tony Rodriguez is head of fixed income strategy at Nuveen.
When you think about, you know, retirees as they begin to de-risk portfolios, go more into kind of fixed income.
They replace risky stock investments with safer ones like cash and bonds.
And as those rates decline, generates less income for retirees.
But Rodriguez says, given current economic conditions, the likelihood that the Fed would cut rates to zero is basically zero. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
The key 10-year interest rate is down this morning, 1.82% with the Fed meeting. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.